OZN. Unsportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, UNO. Don't miss a moment, they'll give you your fix. They're on every day from 2 until 6. Spend your afternoons with John, Josh, and Nick.
You know what? For the first time ever, the entire state will be able to celebrate a One Beer Friday.
Huh?
On Sportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, UNO.
Hello again, everybody. It's a beautiful day for baseball.
Woo!
Or just a beautiful day for a Friday.
It is. It's a good day.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It was a little chilly this morning.
The city of Omaha tried to make it very difficult for me to get to work today.
What happened?
So I get off the interstate at 60th Street like I always do.
Hell yeah, that's the proper way to take in from Lincoln.
Well, it wasn't today.
Uh-oh.
Because someone decided, the city, decided to close off one entire lane of 60th Street.
Ugh.
And the traffic was backed up all the way up the hill from center.
Ugh.
Up the hill. And they weren't doing anything. And they just had the cones out, but no one was doing anything.
Sounds
there was no
right.
digging. There was no
were they
concrete
busy?
Breaking.
Okay,
no.
Sounds like they weren't busy.
Said, you know, there were a couple of people just kind of
simulating
there
a baseball league from the
1870s. Uh-huh. Yeah, something like that.
They were lazy.
So
Omaha 6-1, by the way.
So I veered off and kind of went a different way and then, you know, come up the street. And then I get over here to the intersection here at 50th and Dodge. And people, you know, if you've ever been at the intersection here at 50th and Dodge, it doesn't really have a turn lane per se.
Yes. So you're supposed to go out kind of
yeah,
into
you
the
get
middle.
Out in the middle of the intersection. Well, when the two lead cars
both
have their signals on.
That's a great opportunity
for both to go.
Yep.
But the dingle dits in front of me
didn't. I
just sat there.
You want to talk about something that annoys me more than anything else on the road? That exact situation.
Yeah.
Go. You're both turning left. You can go at the same time.
Do we call that turn chicken?
Unless you're really bad at turning.
Well, then don't drive.
If you're really bad at... Well, there's a lot of people, apparently, that shouldn't be driving.
Yeah.
You can both go. But instead, it's just like, and they freeze. So I finally get through the intersection. And they're doing some kind of work over here on Capitol.
Yeah.
And some dude's got his truck and his trailer parked. And so I try to turn in. Meanwhile, there's a car coming the other way. So the whole thing is blocked. It's like there was like a conspiracy.
I don't like when that happens.
There was a conspiracy.
Capitol right next to the radio station gets really annoying and bogged down sometimes.
It does. A lot of people parking in the street, you know. And plus that, it's a really rough street anyway. There's a lot of potholes.
Oh, yeah.
Dips and bumps and other things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, weird stuff. It's just really weird. Matthew says, imagine having a tough time getting through town. Thankfully, you live in Lincoln, which doesn't have such problems.
Well,
this is very true.
Well, it's because everyone's stolen all of their streets.
No, Lincoln's biggest problem is all the red lights just turn on at the same time.
The red light district?
Whoop,
we're in the red light district. Who sung that song?
I'm not sure.
It was from my generation. I'll look it up, Nick.
Well, welcome to the Grum. As I said...
Ludicrous.
Everybody's able to celebrate.
Yeah, I'm
One Beer Friday.
I am interested. Oh! I see.
Is NIL turning guys away from the NFL draft? That was a story today from Scott Docterman on The Athletic.
Well, he's just about to join us.
He's about to join us.
Because you can make more money staying in college than going pro.
Some places, yeah, you probably can. You probably can. Is spring ball going to turn into mini camp? Kent's Movie Club today, Dumb Money. Dumb Money.
And it's John's pick, so let's scroll through the Netflix top 10. and find a dad movie that we think John is going to pick this time.
Oh, careful, you're going to trigger him again.
I won't be here next week, so I really hope you don't pick like an awesome movie that I'll be bummed to miss.
Well, I always pick awesome movies, so you're going to be bummed anyway. Evan Bland of the Omaha World Herald is going to join us.
Oh, nice get, Nick.
Everyone needs to just stop being scared of Prime.
Yes, they do. And we're not talking about Optimus.
Yeah,
you should be scared of him.
I mean, if you're Megatron, if you're Megatron, you probably should be scared of Optimus Prime. But everyone else, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody get uniforms right? A lot of different uniform leaks and stories this week, and man, they all look like
And we haven't even gotten to the alternate uniforms yet for Nebraska with their silver helmets and the weirdness. If they break out a gray uniform this year, I'm gonna be pissed.
If it's got red trim, I'm in on it.
No, I'm not. I don't want gray.
We got predictions, playoffs, farting, and the weekend.
I love all of those things. No, there's no E in weekend.
And it is a one beer Friday. And the entire state is allowed to celebrate, including those who are occupying space at Haymarket Park.
Occupy.
So occupying suite.
Yeah, occupy Haymarket?
Occupied suite. But if you want to occupy Haymarket Park, you can now do so legally with beer.
Yeah.
In fact, we specifically invite those of you who are going to the game to send Nick a picture of you enjoying a beer at the ballpark and use the hashtag OneBeerFriday. You have earned this right to celebrate. Thank your elected regent, except for the two that voted against it.
Yeah, we don't like those two. They suck.
Yeah.
They're like Evan Burrows. Evan Burrows, you suck.
Screw you, people.
Nice, Nick.
402-951-1620, 42 degrees. Hotline, 42 degrees, the source by your mom's house.
Nice.
JTech Construction Zone Twitter page where you can send us the pics wherever you are.
Oh, man.
Another no call! Evan Burrows, you suck!
Nice.
JTech Construction Zone Twitter page at USC1620. Use that hashtag One Beer Friday. Who is our One Beer Friday again?
Scriptown.
Thank you.
Scriptown, which is basically our neighbors. They're down there on Farnham Street. Like yes. 39th and Farnham.
Yes.
40th and Farnham.
We're enjoying a Kolsch today.
Nice.
A Kolsch.
First date with my wife. We went to Scriptown, so it holds a special place in our heart.
Kolsch.
Mm-hmm.
Almost sounds like a, you know.
It's what's for dinner. Like that?
Kind of.
Okay.
And you can also email the Grum at john@1620thezone.com or josh@1620thezone.com. Scott Docterman coming up next wrote a story about how name, image, and likeness. Oh, my computer's getting all freezing frame.
Oh, interesting.
Framing.
The non-Apple falling apart as always.
But how name, image, likeness is impacting NFL draft decisions. Some people deciding to stay in because that's guaranteed money. And that is probably true. It's interesting if you look at the graph. The underclassmen that declared, just 58 underclassmen declared for the 2024 draft. That's the lowest total in a decade.
Interesting.
Lowest total in a decade. After it had peaked in 2019 with over 100, it was over 100 for about six straight years. And now it's been on the decline.
Well, for those of us who love college football, that's certainly a positive.
Sure.
For those who want the players in the NFL, that's a negative.
That's a negative.
Mm-hmm.
So that and more with Scott Docterman when we continue here on a One Beer Friday edition of the program in 1620 The Zone. They're still playing tournament games?
Two more tonight, John!
Well, you still have a chance to play your way into the postseason with FanDuel and the FanDuel Sportsbook because new customers can get their way to $150. Just place any $5 bet. And you get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So if that $5 bet fails, no biggie. You get $150 in bonus bets to use on the FanDuel Sportsbook. So whether it is Da Bulls or Da Heat or Da Kings or the team that's playing Da Kings.
Pelicans.
Just place that $5 bet and you get $150 in bonus bets by visiting FanDuel.com/1620.
It's just that easy. And then moving forward, you have the NBA playoffs in full starting tomorrow. Four games tomorrow, four games on Sunday. Three-pointers made, totals, first basket score. They have those prop bets and a whole lot more at FanDuel.com/1620. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800 bets off.